Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on kx93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5.
From the balcony, and the sky closes on the English roses, and she'll be pacing round and round and round and round her room. These storms always find her to remind her.
getting wider and brighter. We bite and scratch and scream all night. Let's go and throw all the songs we know into the sea.
Hey, this is KX93.5. That was The Cure with Love Cats. This is the Importance of Being show. And my guest today is a person who loves cats. But before we get into that, a couple of announcements. The Third Street Writers presents Love and Other Tall Tales Thursday, February 11th at the Suzy Q from 6 to 7:30. And you can check with the Suzy Q about that event tomorrow at Big Fish Tavern. KX93.5 will be broadcasting live for Sunday's big football game with the Broncos and the Panthers. And so that's tomorrow from 2 to 4, and there's drink specials. And I think Steve the Ruckus Whalen will be playing. Let's see. Next up is a British Invasion tribute Saturday, February 6th. I guess that would be today at 7 p.m. and also tomorrow, the 7th at 2 p.m., two shows only, $50 for tickets and $100 for VIP. And where is this at? It does not, at the Playhouse, the Laguna Concert Band with Peter Asher. So to find out more about that, check out the Playhouse website. And then last but not least, Ben Brown's Valentine's Day Tournament, Sunday, September 14th. Tea times 10 to 11:30. It's $45 per person, and KX93.5, it will be there. So that sounds like a lot of fun for you and your sweetie. Anyway, this is Ernest Hackman, and you're listening to The Importance of Being. This is KX93.5, and my guest today is Pam Knudsen from the Bluebell Foundation for Cats. Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Ernest. How are you?
I'm getting it together.
It's early and it's Saturday.
Right, and I'm not quite a pace. So, what is Bluebell Foundation for Cats? What do you guys do?
What do we do? The Bluebell Foundation for Cats is a sanctuary. It's located in Laguna Beach in the canyon, and we provide permanent housing for cats from owners who can no longer take care of them.
Okay.
And most of our cats come from people who provide for Bluebell care in their will.
Oh, okay.
People who get very sick and need a place to house their cat for the rest of its life.
Okay. So it's a final destination. And so what kind of things do you do for the cats?
We provide them a home-like environment from which they came. We try to create and emulate where they came from so that they feel at home.
Okay.
They live in a cage-free environment. It's in an old 1940s cottage. And we've got about, right now, 50 cats.
Okay.
We provide them with, like anybody would who has a pet, we provide them with housing, lots of loving care, great food, medical assistance. It's a true sanctuary.
So it's a wraparound service for the cat. They never need to go out and get anything on
right.
their own.
Well, we might have to take them to the vet once in a while,
okay.
of course. But yeah.
Unless they want like a bird or something, then they're pretty much good to go inside the Bluebell Fountain.
Yes, we do have two lovely enclosed patios where they get to enjoy wildlife with being safe, and they get to see the birds. They can't go attack them, but they get to enjoy the birds and all the wildlife in the canyon.
Okay, and so how did this start? Did you start it?
Oh, gosh, no. I've been with Bluebell for 3 years. Bluebell started by a woman named Bertha Yergat, who was a Laguna Beach local, lived here back in the 60s. She started it because she was the quintessential crazy cat lady. She had a passion for cats, and she boarded cats.
Okay.
So she lived in this cottage, and she at one point had about 200 cats. So she would board them. She would adopt them out, take on strays, and she, prior to her passing, she created Bluebell. She established it as a nonprofit organization before she just ran it herself.
Okay, so it's a full-on...
Yeah, it's nonprofit, yes. So she established it to carry on her legacy because she saw, you know, that she was getting ill and up in years and knew she was going to eventually pass and still had a house full of cats. And she wanted to ensure that they would still get the wonderful care she provided. So she created the Bluebell Foundation for Cats.
Okay, and... when did it become a thing where people would decide that they would bring their cats, you know?
It started more, like I said, a boarding facility, adoption, rescues. It kind of morphed into that. I don't know exactly when, but we've been doing this for many years. I mean, probably 20 years, if not more. But now, and that was just part of what Bluebell did, but now that our primary mission is to provide lifetime loving care for cats for owners who can no longer care for them.
Okay.
So once in a great while, we might adopt out a cat if we happen to get one that's very young.
Okay.
Because all of our cats are usually 10 years plus.
Or
so they're older.
Okay.
And
so they're
mellower.
Right.
And if you have a cat that's very, very young, we'd want to see it in a really good home so it can thrive, you know, with a family, but that's usually rare. Most of our cats are older.
Okay. And do you have activities for the cats?
Yes, we do. We have catnip parties, you know.
So they get pretty wild. Huh?
Yeah. No, we have volunteers who come in every day and spend time with the cats. They're called cat cuddlers and cat companions. And so that's how I started with Bluebell.
As a cuddler?
2 hours every Friday afternoon hanging out with the cats. You can show up at the cottage and give them attention as though they're like your own pets. You know, you go around, give them lots of love and attention, groom them. Or oftentimes I would just come with a book and sit on the patio, and then they come up to you and sit on your lap. And so it's like a family. You know, we try to provide a family-like environment.
Okay. And you also take care of their medical or veterinary care and all of that kind of stuff.
Yes.
So it's a safe environment.
Absolutely.
And a well-supervised environment. And so how many people are involved with Bluebell?
We've got a staff. We've got a cat caretaker. And we've got, as far as staff goes, we've probably got about 1, 2, 3, maybe 10 people. people on staff, very small staff, and then we have probably about 20 volunteers at this time. Always looking for good volunteers, and if anybody's interested,
so then
they can get in touch with me.
So if there are other cat people out there, they can come and cat around.
Absolutely. Come and cat around with the cat folks at Bluebell. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more of the Importance of Being show with your host, Ernest Hackman, and our guest, Pamela Knutson, from the Bluebell Cat Foundation, or Foundation for Cats in the Canyon. Yeah, I'm doing great today. Okay, we're back. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. Today, my guest is Pamela Knutson, and she is from the Cat House in the Canyon. Oh, no, that's not right. The Bluebell Foundation for Cats. It's a different kind of thing, right?
Different kind of cat house, Ernest. Yes.
Okay, so when we left off, we were talking a little bit about the history of it, but and then we just started to scratch the surface,
good one,
right, of what you guys do out there. So what kind of things are going on out there?
Right now, the Bluebell Foundation for Cats is going through some really exciting changes, including a renovation of the old 1940s cottage.
Okay.
And we've started that, and it's looking very pretty. We want just to beautify it, just to make it a little bit more cozy environment for the cats and for the volunteers. And another exciting project that we are partnering up with the Laguna Garden Club and Ruben Flores, who's spearheading this project, is something called the Bluebell Gardens. So the cottage is sitting on, at least, I don't know what kind of acreage, but it's a good plot of land, at least an acreage, but it's right nestled in the canyon. And unfortunately, a lot of the beautiful landscaping around it was decimated, and a couple floods that we've had, as we all know about.
Yep.
And the it's naturally beautiful, but because of all the drought and everything we've got, you know, it's just it's just kind of basic landscape. So we are going to be installing through the Laguna Garden Club some beautiful gardens with themes, different indigenous plants, things like a butterfly garden. We want to attract more natural habitat for birds and butterflies, not only to entertain the cats, but to provide a place for people to come and visit and learn about gardens and nature.
So that way people won't just be driving by wondering what that place is.
Right. They can come and visit the cats and learn about the cats, and they can also see a beautiful garden and learn more about the different sorts of wildlife that live in the canyon. So it'll serve a dual purpose.
Okay, and so let's get back to the cats for just a moment. So, I've heard that this is a home for cats of high net worth or aristocrats. Is that the case?
Yes,
it's
they'll
an
come
exclusive.
In. Yeah, well, it used to be called the Country Club for Cats way back in the day. It is a retirement home. I don't think we have any that come in embellished with diamond-studded collars. However, you know, there is a sponsorship fee that comes with each cat. At this moment, it's $7,500, which offsets the cost because these cats may be with us for 10, 15 years.
Sure, and as they're older, they require more care.
Exactly, and they get sick. I mean, some of them, because of age, they have medical issues anywhere from diabetes to, you know, issues. Just like we get older, we get sick. So, you know, really the cost.
And our issues accumulate.
Yes, as we get older. And not to mention just typical veterinarian care, you know, visits, that sort of thing,
right.
Annual
checkups
visits and checkups
all.
And vaccinations and such. So the cost really just offsets. It doesn't provide for the total cost for one cat.
So it's not like, you know, providing for caviar for the cats.
Exactly. I mean, they live quite well, but it's more like middle class, maybe upper middle class cats. But they're very well taken care of, and they're very, very happy.
Awesome.
But we also have a program called the Community Cat Program. If I have time to talk about it at this moment.
I was thinking how great you are with the segue.
Okay. This kind of just led right to it.
I didn't have to cue you for that.
We have sponsorship, but oftentimes we have people who want to place their cats with us, but they might not be able to afford it.
Right.
We also like to help out the local animal shelters because they often get cats, stray cats that are older, and people don't adopt stray cats, unfortunately.
Oh,
They'll see a beautiful maybe 5 or 10 year old cat. But they want the kittens.
Yeah,
the shelter's stuck with this poor, sweet kitty cat. So we will take those cats on, no sponsorship fee.
Okay.
You know, so we need support for that.
Right.
That's what the cat community program does.
Cat community program, yes. Well, that's very good. And so you guys have the gardens coming up. You've got the butterfly kind of thing going on. You have cat parties. You have catio's.
We do have catios. Yes, we do. 2 catios.
When people come, can they just cuddle the cats and do stuff like that?
That's what the volunteers do.
Okay,
yes,
so
we give tours. If somebody is interested in just learning about the facility and what we do, we give tours. And if you want to volunteer, you can sign up, fill out an application, and then come once a week to hang out with the cats.
And that's
how they get a lot of attention, so that they feel like they're with a family, from the family from which they came.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more from about cats and the cat house out in the canyon. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show, and we are back with my guest, Pamela Knutson from the Bluebell Foundation for Cats. And when we were leaving off, we talked a little bit about volunteers and people can come in and help. Are there qualifications for volunteers?
Do you have Gotta love cats. That's number one. Somebody... Of course, cat lovers, and who else would want to volunteer?
And how do you know if someone loves cats, like you, for instance?
Well, they usually show up saying, oh, can I see Bluebell? Can I meet the kitties? What can I do to help? You just have a sense.
And then you look at their resume sometimes, and you see that, oh, wow, they've got advanced cat-loving skills.
Like, maybe they've had a cat in their life for 25-plus years.
Okay. I am
such as myself. I've had cats my whole entire life. I have three cats now. I have a blog, Cat Lady in the Canyon, if
there
anybody
we go.
Wants to check it out.
Let's
and
get into that.
Learn about the life of a crazy cat lady who's really not quite so crazy, just loves cats. I've actually written a few things about Bluebell on it.
Okay. Well, let's talk. Let's do some cat stories.
We've had some really interesting kitties at Bluebell. I've only been there 3 years, but in my tenure there, one in particular... couple, but one who I wrote about was Smokey. And Smokey came to Bluebell, gosh, he had been with Bluebell most of his life. He arrived when he was young.
Okay.
And he was something like six, and he died at the age of 22 last year, just
oh my
last
gosh.
Spring.
Wow. That's pretty good
Smokey,
for a cat, right?
arrived. He had been apparently attacked by a raccoon. He was had a damaged eye, couldn't see out of one of his eyes, but he was the quintessential alpha. Gorgeous Maine Coon. I always
cat
joke,
of the walk.
He I compared him to Sam Elliott. He had that sort of rogue, kind of cool. Yeah, I'm so cool. Kind of don't mess with me.
Little
but heart of gold. Very handsome and rugged. So Smokey passed away, and it was heartbreaking. I mean, there's certain cats that just have a presence.
Okay,
you walk in the room, and you just you know. Smokey's there, so-and-so. And then when they're gone, it's you miss them.
Right.
And they're
right.
We all mourn about them. But we've all the cats are really cool. But there's a few that I've gotten
that
attached
really stick
to.
Out. Any
yes.
other ones that come to mind?
Abby.
Abby.
She was my favorite. Mm. She also was 22 and passed shortly after Smokey did. But she was a tiny little fluffy ball of Persian. She was a little gray Persian. And she was very sassy, very sweet. very, very ladylike and dainty, and she and I bonded. I
mean, okay.
Yeah, anyway. So many of them are darling.
All right. And are you guys doing any kind of events or anything coming up, any promotions? Are there ways for people to help out?
Funny you should ask, Ernest. We are right now working on preparation for our third annual Cats Meow Champagne Brunch fundraiser being held at Tivoli 2. On February 21st, from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock, lots of great food, champagne, and a silent auction.
Wow.
So for all of you who love champagne, love cats, and love to eat, please join us. It's $50.
Okay.
And all the proceeds go to Bluebell and specifically to our community cat fund, which will, as I mentioned earlier, fund cats that we receive from people who cannot afford the sponsorship fee. And cats that we receive from the local shelters, cats that are unadoptable, usually because they're older.
Right, right.
Yeah.
One more time, where was that and when? What were the dates again?
The date, February 21st, which is a Sunday, coming up here in the next, what, 2 or 3 weeks?
Yep.
And it's from 11 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm doing, what else?
And
Tivoli 2, which is in Laguna Canyon. And if you want to buy tickets and get more information, you can go on our website, which is bluebellcats.org.
Okay. And, that was what the other thing I was going to ask you is, what about your website? Do you have that? I guess that's about it. Well, thank you for coming in. It was a great pleasure having you. And good luck with the cats and keep taking care of things.
Thank you, Ernest. It was a pleasure being here. Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, have a great day. And I will see you around, I'm sure.
See you around town.
Catting
around town. You got it.
All right. So you've been listening to the Importance of Being show today. My guest was Pamela Knutson from the Bluebell Foundation for Cats. And that's out in the canyon, the little white and blue building out there. So they have all kinds of cat parties and cat fun. And you should join them or get involved. Coming up next will be Mark Miller with the Friendship Show, and I think they have a special show planned. I'll be back next week. So thanks a lot, and keep listening to KX93.5.
Yeah.